O thou, the God of all my strength, why hast thou cast me off? Why go I mourning all the day? And while foes oppress and scoff, two through five of Psalter 119.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the book of Hosea, and we'll read both chapters 5 and chapter 6. Hosea chapters 5 and 6. But first we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Hosea chapter 5 and 6. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because ye have been a snare upon Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them with their portions. Blow ye the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth Aven, after thee, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. The princes of Judah were like them that removed the bound. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment, because he willingly walked after the commandment. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Jareb. Yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place, till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood. And as troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. I have seen an horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is the whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, he hath set an harvest for thee, when I returned the captivity of my people. So far the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer the child of Hibbert and Rietta DeLeo, who was brought to the hospital last night. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it behooves us to humble ourselves before thee, each one of us together, For thou knowest how that we appear before thee in this morning hour. Then we bring with us a heart that is full of iniquity. We can present our best, O Lord. But thou who seest the heart and triest the reins, dost know that our goodness is as a morning cloud that passeth away. O, when thou would search us, and when thou would try us, then there will not be one of all this company that is able to stand before thee in judgment. O, when thou wilt ask us questions, when thou wilt probe a little into the innermost recesses of our hearts, then it shall be evident what our deep fall is and how deeply it is ingrained in each and every one. For there is in us no good. There is in us no holiness. There is in us no true upright desire, but we are from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. O Lord, we ask of thee, open thou our eyes, each and every one, that we may see it rightly, because by nature we are blind. And we go on through this world, and we bring our sacrifices, and we come to thy house. But, Lord, thou desirest not sacrifice. O, thou dost desire mercy. Thou dost desire judgment. O, look on us, and grant us life, O Lord. In this thy day, in thy house, oh, could it please thee in this very morning hour, in the place of thy sanctuary where thou didst promise to dwell, and where thou dost work, oh, we ask of thee, and that we may not gather only ourselves, but thou, that thou wouldst gather also with us. To show thyself with thy mighty arm, and to give the resurrection from the dead, that many may be born in Zion, that there may be also a people who are born to new desires, to new longings, and that there may be a people who are indeed an Advent people, that may come in their life to long and to look for the birth of that blessed child, for the revelation of that great mystery, for the need of their own heart and soul, that it may not be alone with the mind that we understand, but that with the heart we may have a need, and that may burn within us even in this morning hour. Lord, we beseech it of thee alone, who art able to raise the dead, in whom all power is given in heaven and in earth, and even givest it to those who do not deserve it. Oh, for thou art a God of mercy, and thou art a God of grace, and thou wilt do it in and through justice, which thou hast administered, even unto thine own beloved Son. O Lord, wilt thou give us then to need that sacrifice laid upon that altar, that we also may be forgiven, and that we may be accepted in him, and that we may be reconciled unto thee again. O, could it please thee to remember each and every one of us, when we have no concern for these matters day by day, all then we need it from thee. And Lord, then it can be that we need it over again, because we can read it in thy word of thy church, that they are as wandering sheep,
then they must be gathered time and time again by the hand of that shepherd. Otherwise, they are wandering so far away. Lord, we can read of thy bride that she has slept, and it was necessary for thee to come knocking once again. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, wilt thou build up the walls of Zion? Wilt thou restore her in the days in which we are living with our dear children? Look on all the needy and all the afflicted in this life. They are young and they are old, as we have heard even in this hour. A little child, so young and brought already unto the hospital. Wilt thou give healing? Wilt thou give recovery? And wilt thou remember the parents also in this? And Lord, be with all the children that suffer needs known unto thee. And also older ones, the old aged. And we remember those in a special way that have stood at the open grave in the days gone by. All do remember that mourning widow, the children, the mother, and all the family together. Oh, supply for them, Lord. When all things are so felt to be so empty in this world, oh, that thou would strike the iron while it is hot, and could it please thee to bless this way unto them and us together. Remember him who labors in Calgary in this day. Wilt thou help him, Lord, and give the necessary gifts and thy spirit in a great measure also amongst them. Help us too to bring thy word in the midst of our flock. Lord, wilt thou give us strength continually that we may go before them again, or week by week, if it could please thee, and could it please thee also to give ears to hear and hearts to understand. Oh, that it may not be just a savor of death unto death, but that it may be a savor of life unto life. Help us then in this morning hour. Oh, give freedom and give liberty. Do give thy spirit in a rich measure, the unction thereof unto us thy servant, unto all thy sent servants in this world. Him also that labors in this area, our brother, thou knowest the many labors that have been laid upon his shoulders. Oh, we ask of thee, Lord, that thou may help him also to carry these labors, also when his age is climbing. And could it please thee to send more servants into thy vineyard? O Lord, that is not a work of man, but could it please thee to do it from above? That thou may take those that are not able in themselves to do that labor, and wilt thou thrust them forth into thy vineyard for the building up of thy kingdom, for the edification of the body of Christ. Look on us then together, forgiving all our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from 417, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Send forth, O Lord of my salvation, thy light and truth to be my guide. O let their rays in my privation lead me unto thy habitation. Thereneath thy wing I'll be supplied with grace. Thou wilt provide. The last collection today is for our school, 417, 1, 2, and 3. Congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour can be found in Hosea chapter 6, the middle part of the third verse. Hosea 6, verse 3, the middle part, only these words. His going forth is prepared as the morning. So far, the words of our text. A blessed encouragement to a waiting remnant. First, in a dark time. Second, concerning promised light. A blessed encouragement to a waiting remnant. First, in a dark time. Second, concerning promised light. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Who is speaking? That is the prophet of the Lord. That is the prophet Hosea. That prophet, boys and girls, has a very beautiful name. Hosea, the name of that prophet, has a precious meaning. And what is that? That is salvation. Beautiful. That is a name that is related to the name Joshua. That sounds similar, does it not? Hosea, Joshua, Joshua. That means Jehovah is salvation. Thus, these two, they are related. And the name Joshua, that is in Hebrew name, but in the Greek, that name is, do you know? It is Jesus. Thus, Hosea, salvation. That is related to the name of Jesus. Jehovah is salvation. And what about the task of this man, this prophet of the Lord? Was that also beautiful? That was a very difficult task. What was his task? Well, he had to preach. You say, is that not a very beautiful task? Oh, certainly. It is a beautiful task. But congregation, when we look upon the work of Hosea, then we see that he is prophesying to a people who would not listen to him. And thus, Hosea has a very difficult task because Hosea is not privileged to see any fruit upon his labors. And how long does Hosea prophesy? He prophesies for 60 years. That is a short book that we have of Hosea. A summary written by himself, probably after he has prophesied in the end of his life of his prophecies. And who is that people who would not listen to him? That people is the people of the northern kingdom. That is the people of the 10 tribes. They are called Israel over against Judah. Sometimes they are called Ephraim. And why Ephraim? Because Ephraim was the strongest of all of those 10 tribes. And therefore we often read the name of Ephraim, which is referring to the kingdom of the 10 tribes or to Israel. That is a kingdom which has lasted for 210 years. Never do we find a God-fearing king reigning over the kingdom of the 10 tribes. We do indeed find sometimes God-fearing kings reigning over the kingdom of the 2 tribes, but we do not read this over the kingdom of the 10 tribes. Is it not, congregation, then, as we say, a dark time? And then in a special way, the prophecy of Hosea. Why? Because Hosea, he is prophesying at the end of that kingdom, from the time of Jeroboam the second to the very end of that kingdom. Well, you say, at the time of Jeroboam the second, that was a time in an outward way that the kingdom of Israel was flourishing. And that was a time where there was an outward prosperity. And when the bounds were again extended of the kingdom of Israel, and the Lord has given all things in a material way to prosper. You say, is that such a dark time? Well, congregation, when we read that such a kingdom that is given over to idolatry from the north to the south, from Dan to Bethel, and then no matter what the prosperity in this world, then indeed it is a dark time. And it was in that time of Jeroboam the second that Hosea is beginning to prophesy. And then we can read how that there are 10 years of anarchy. Zechariah, Shalom, Menahem, Pekahiah, they are kings that are all murdering one another, reigning for a very short period of time. Pekah, he is then ascending the throne. He is reigning over the kingdom of Israel, over Ephraim, for 20 years. But it is a time wherein the Assyrian king is coming to take away many of the inhabitants of that land. And finally, also this king, Pekah, he is murdered by Hoshea. And this Hoshea is making an alliance with the king of Egypt. He looks not unto the Lord. And finally, the Assyrians do come and they take away everything. So the kingdom then is swallowed up by the Assyrians, and this kingdom of Israel comes to its end, and it is never restored again. Or is it not then, in that time of Hosea, a very dark time? Israel, that is also a very beautiful name, beautiful meaning. God prevails. Ephraim, also a beautiful name, double fruitfulness. But it was a name for so many of that people, because what was the reality? The reality was idolatry. And what is the name that we do carry? Or do we carry the name of Christian? That is also such a beautiful name, is it not? And what is the reality, congregation? Or are we also steeped in idolatry? Are we also following after all of the gods that are served by the heathen that are in this world? A dark time. Hosea, he is sent to this people. And do you know what he must say to them? He must speak judgments. The judgments of the Lord, we read them to you. Hearken, ye house of Israel. You have been a snare on Mizpah. You have been a net spread upon Tabor. The revolters are profound to make slaughter. I know Ephraim. Israel is not hid from me. Thou committest whoredom. Israel is defiled, and so on. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Israel and Ephraim, they shall fall in their iniquity. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord. They have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them in their portions, and so on. Judgment after judgment that Hosea is called to speak unto this people. Or are you jealous of that task that Hosea has to do? We would say, what profit is it that a man has to speak the judgments of the Lord to that people to whom he is sent? And when we see what was the fruit of it, and then it was that he is preaching, and that preaching that has become a savor of death unto death. Is that all there is to say? We need to go back for a moment, congregation, to the very first verse in the book of Hosea. And what does it say there? It says, the word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The congregation, we read here a very remarkable thing. And what is that thing? Well, Hosea, he is an inhabitant of the kingdom of the 10 tribes of Israel, of Ephraim. And we read here that there are 5 kings that are named by Hosea. But 4 of those kings, they are not kings of Israel, no. But they are kings of Judah. In the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Thus, he is mentioning these kings of Judah. Why? Well, Hosea believes the kings of Judah to be the legitimate kings of Israel, because the kingdom of the 10 tribes is a kingdom that has forsaken the Lord. They have forsaken his temple, and they have set up their calves in Dan and in Bethel. Thus, there was a people that were living in the kingdom of the 10 tribes, in the kingdom of Ephraim and Israel, that were a true remnant of the Lord. There was a people that were still looking to the house of David. There was still a people whose hope was on Jehovah stayed. Oh, there was still a people that were looking for the promise of the Lord to be fulfilled concerning the coming of that true son of David. Thus, Hosea, he is one of the true, he is one of that faithful remnant of the Lord in the midst of a people and that have forsaken the Lord. That was a small remnant. 100 years ago already, that remnant we can read was reduced to 7,000 persons. Oh, how many were they amidst all the thousands of Israel? And not only so, but Elijah thought he was the only one left. Thus, and that people, they were hiding, as it were, in the holes and in the caves of the earth. Or it was a small remnant. It was a remnant that was quiet. It was a remnant that had to remain, as it were, among themselves and by themselves. It was a remnant that often did not dare to speak. It was a remnant that was persecuted by whom? Oh, they were persecuted not by the heathen, no, but they were persecuted by the circumcised of the Lord. They were persecuted by their own people. Oh, we can read how there were times, and that they were even had to be hid by 50s in a cave and fed with bread and water. Oh, that remnant, that small remnant dwelling among the kingdom of Israel, that was a grieving people. And why were they grieved? Oh, they sorrowed. They sorrowed for the name of the Lord. And when the name of the idols, they were being praised, and the name of the Lord that was laying, as it were, in the dust. Oh, that was a people who were grieving for that name. It was a people that were grieving for sin. Oh, they grieved. Why? Because they had so left the Lord. And the goodness of the Lord that did break their heart. Oh, it was a people that did grieve for the walls of Zion, that those walls of Zion were so broken down. His going forth is prepared as the morning, the morning. Oh, our text that speaks about the morning over against what is the morning, boys and girls? That is over against the night. And what is in the morning? There is light in the morning. And what is in the night? In the night there is darkness. Then there is no light. Then there is no brightness. Oh, do you see that, people, in that kingdom? Oh, then there is for them no brightness. There is for them no light. It is such a dark time. They cannot see their way out of this. They don't see any solution. And then that remnant, what do they have to hear? Oh, they are hearing the judgments of the Lord. From the mouth of God's servant, his prophet. And when he is speaking those judgments, what can alone that people say? Oh, they have to say yes. Oh, how right the Lord is. When all these judgments which he is speaking, when they will come upon us, oh, then we have sinned against him, and the Lord is righteous. And it is for them so dark. Why? Oh, then the countenance of the Lord that is hid from them. The countenance of the Lord, children, what is the countenance of the Lord? Oh, when the Lord may show his face, or when his face may be toward us, his countenance is bright. Moses went before him on the mountain, and when Moses came down from the mountain, then Moses' face himself did shine, so that he had to put a covering over his face. Oh, how bright then is the countenance of the Lord. But when the countenance of the Lord is hidden, oh, then how dark it is for this people. Is that not a wonder then that people that they didn't just forsake everything. When for year after year after year, their discouragements, they are so, so many. And they can't see any way out of this. Is it not a wonder that their people do not apostatize? That they don't return to the world? That they don't do exactly like everyone else is doing? Then we also will go with you and we will serve the idols. Congregation, the Lord is winnowing his wheat. He is testing it. He is trying it. Why? That he may prove his own work. What is my work and what is not my work? What is wheat? What is chaff? And the Lord, he will purge out that chaff, because that temporary faith that is not able to endure this fire. No. Paul says, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. And so it is, either sooner or later. And the wheat, oh, how they do tremble. How often they do tremble for fear also of apostatizing. And Satan, he is never far away. Oh, Satan, he says, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Oh, when the Lord comes against you this way, and when the countenance of the Lord, when you can see nothing of it in your life, leave it all. And yet it does not happen. Does not happen. No, in the darkest hours, this people, they are clinging. And they are clinging and they are not going back. And why not? It is, congregation, impossible. I believe the perseverance of the saints. Oh, Bunyan, he shows that. There is not only the devil who is trying to place water on that fire, but behind the wall, oh, then the Spirit of the Lord, he is pouring oil on that fire. And that fire that is burning in the heart of that people, oh, it is impossible that that fire, though it burns ever so low, that that fire should ever go out. There is a secret hand that is holding on unto that people. But the Lord also uses means for this, and he is sending his servant. He sends his servant Hosea to speak to them, to preach to them. Not to all Israel? Oh, sure. To all Israel. But congregation, most will not listen. For most of them, it is a savor of death unto death. Is that for you too? Oh, how will it be for us when we have to give an answer for all that we have heard out of that word? Oh, yes, he speaks to everyone, but the Lord is in a special way sending Hosea, his servant, unto this remnant. Oh, there is a need there. There is a people there. And it is going to be for that people a savor of life. It is going to be for them instruction. It is going to be for them comfort. Is that not the same with the preaching of Christ himself? Oh, many of his disciples, they were offended in him. And then they left him, and they went back, and they walked no more with him. It was for them a savor of death. But then the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, will you also go away? To whom shall we go? To whom? Thou hast the words of eternal life. all that is now the fruit, that is the fruit of the trial to which that people are exposed. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Thus that word that is sent in a special way to a people who are sitting in darkness. A little remnant. Is that little remnant here also? Maybe they are hidden. And no one in the congregation knows who they are and where they are. Maybe they are little children who are sometimes hidden. And you are going into your secret chamber and you are going on your knees and you are crying unto the Lord. Why? Because you are grieved. Because you are grieved. Because you are grieved for the name of the Lord. Because you are grieved for sin. Oh, you say, I have gone so, so far away. I have turned my back unto the Lord. Oh, then you are grieved when the guilt of sin that is coming home to you. You are grieved for the church. You are grieved for the walls of Zion. And what do you hear? You hear judgments. You hear judgments. You read them in the Word of God. Congregation, do you ever read them? Do you ever read them? Man today, do you know what he finds in that word? He finds promises. Wait a moment. Wait just a moment. Because when we are still in the day, in the state in which we are born, then it is not the promises, but it is the curses. It is the judgments that rightly belong unto us. We may receive them out of the Word of God, specifically, each and every one of them, for us personally, when we are still unconverted. Do you believe that? Oh, then there is a people. They see them. Oh, their eyes are open to see the anger of the Lord because of their sin. Oh, and if now the Lord hides his face, or if the countenance of the Lord does not shine, is it not dark? Oh, when Satan says, where is the promise of his coming? Oh, everything continues as it was. Here you remain. Go back. Do you go back? Oh, congregation, it is impossible when it is truly the work of the Lord, because there is a secret hand. There is a secret drawing in the life of the people. Can they speak about a foundation that has been applied unto themselves? Oh, can they speak about deliverance in that mediator? Oh, congregation, they cannot. They dare not. Christ is to a people in that church so hidden. Do you believe that? So hidden. Or is that also your experience? And yet, what does Bunyan say? He says, do you see yonder shining light? And what do that people have to say? Oh, they have to say, I think I do. Oh, they see something. A light. A light. That light that is not enough, that it may open to them the solution in their life. Or it is not enough that they may have a view of that blessed mediator. But there is congregation, there is something emanating. There is something that they see in that word of God. We would say it is as a glow. There is something so precious there. Oh, they see it as the treasure of that true church of God. And they cannot enter into it. And it is not yet for themselves. And yet, there is something. There is something there by which the Lord, He is holding on to the people. What do we read here? Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days, He will revive us. In the third day, He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. What does it say? It says, come, and let us return unto the Lord. Oh, what is it? It is a word that the Lord is speaking to a people who have departed from Him. And what is living in the heart of this people, this remnant, all that is exactly this. Exactly this. Oh, we have departed from Him. The grief for this departure, the grief over this separation, and then the desires. Come, oh, let us return unto the Lord. And then that is spoken by the servant of the Lord. Come, and let us return unto the Lord. And what is the answer of the heart of the people? Not of their mind, no. What is the answer of their heart? It is, amen. Oh, it is yes. Oh, come, let us return unto the Lord. That is what the Lord has given, has placed, has planted in their heart. And now they may read it in God's word. It may be spoken by God's servant. And what is there? There is a bond. There is a bond, because what they hear in that word, that is exactly what is living in their heart. There is a bond. Now there's another bond. And what bond is it? Listen. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. Thus the Lord, in His word, He is making a second bond. That is, between the tearing and the healing. Between the smiting and the binding us up. And now what is there? Oh, in my heart. When my heart is bound to the first, and God in His word, He binds the first to the second, then what? Well, congregation, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. That means that my heart is bound not only to the first, but also to the second. Because it is the word of the Lord. And this is now the hope. The hope that is living in the heart of the people. That they cannot let this go. Is that intellectual? No. They do not reason this out. But it lives. It lives by grace and by faith in the heart of the people. Come and let us return unto the Lord. Job. He says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. So it makes a difference, the hearing and the seeing. And now there is a people that have to say, no, I have not seen him. That have to lament, no, that blessed Son of God, he is not yet revealed unto me. But, oh, that blessed Son of God, he is spoken about from the beginning to the end of the Word of God. And there is something, oh, there is something that is glowing. There is something that is shining of him in that word. For 4,000 years, the church had not beheld him in the flesh. But they had heard of him by the hearing of the ear. And it was now a waiting people. It was a people who were waiting for the light. They were waiting for the light to overcome the darkness so that all the shadows of that time, they would flee away. And so there is still a people, and they are clinging. They walk in darkness, and they have no light, but they will not, they cannot let the Lord go except he bless them. And now it is to that people that that word of God is sent. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Let us sing first. 363, 1, 3, 4, and 5. From the depths do I invoke thee. Lord, to me incline thy ear. To my voice be thou attentive. And my supplication here, 1, 3, 4, and 5 of 363. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Our second thought, a blessed encouragement to a waiting remnant in a dark time concerning promised light. His going forth. Who's going forth? Then we need to read the context. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth. Thus, who is he that is the Lord himself? The Lord's going forth. So how can the Lord go forth, children? How can the Lord go forth? We know that the Lord, he is a spirit. Thus, he is everywhere. He dwells in heaven in a special way, in his glory, with his majesty, but he is also everywhere in the whole universe. Thus, how is it possible that the Lord can go forth? Well, we read two things in the Word of God. That is that he sends his Son. Thus, it is possible for his Son to go forth. Then we read that the Father and the Son, they send forth the Holy Spirit. So we have here two things. His going forth. That speaks in the first place of the going forth of the Son. That speaks of the coming of the Son in the flesh. That is the way in which God is able to go forth. That he is able to leave the place of his glory and to come to this sin-cursed earth. That was by the blessed incarnation. That was by the union of the divine and the human natures. In the fullness of time, then God sent forth his Son made of a woman. The children of Israel, that remnant in Israel, they would soon go into captivity. And that kingdom would not be reestablished upon the earth, but that people, they are pointed to another kingdom. They are pointed to that true Son of David. And the prophet of the Lord, he is speaking about his going forth. That is in the first place. In the second place, then there is the going forth of the Spirit of the Lord. That he is coming to reveal that Son. That he is coming to make the application of the merits of Christ in the heart of his church to the end of the world. Thus, we read of his going forth. And then there are many things that the prophet, he is saying about that going forth, both of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He speaks in the first place about the time of his going forth, because he speaks about his going forth in contrast to what we read in the end of the fifth chapter. The Lord says there, I will go and return. I will go and return unto my place. And now, the Lord says he is going to go forth from that place. So he is going to come again out of his place. And then he speaks about the time. When will he go forth? Well, How long is he going to stay in that place? We read it. Till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Thus, we read about the time of his going forth, that it is going to be the time of the repentance of that church. It is going to be at that time when that church is acknowledging their offense, when they are owning what they have done, when they are saying, I am the guilty one, and that the Lord is righteous for his judgments. And then they begin to seek my face again. Thus, that is in the first place, the time of his going forth. Then we read, his going forth is prepared as the morning. Prepared when? You know that, young people. When was it prepared? It was prepared already from the stillness of eternity. All there it lay in the good pleasure of God to send forth his Son, who will go for us. Here am I, send me. And therefore it was so to the glory of God when he did come upon this world. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. All that is in the coming of that Son and in the going forth of the Spirit, how is it? Oh, then it is this way. We read it in God's word. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repented. And how is it when that Spirit is going forth to reveal, to open up, oh, to give that Son of God to be born in the heart of that people? Oh, then there is a rejoicing. Oh, what did Simeon say? He says, oh, now let thy servant depart in peace. Why? For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, his going forth, prepared from all eternity and prepared as the morning. Do you know what that word actually means, prepared, in the original language? That word, that means fixed. Fixed. Thus we could read it, his going forth is fixed as the morning. Just like the morning is fixed. The rising of the sun, you learn that in school, children. Then there is a special time every day, different a little bit every day. But you can know just the moment when the sun is going to rise tomorrow. You can know that. Why? Because it is fixed by the Lord. And the laws of nature which he gives man to observe, then man can know exactly what time it is. And thus, the prophet speaks about the certainty, because he says his going forth, that is just as certain, that is just as sure as the morning. And how sure, congregation, is the morning? How sure is the rising of the sun? You can read that in the Word of God. Oh, what does the Lord say? If you can break my covenant with the day, and if you can break my covenant with the night, that the day and the night, they would not come in their seasons, oh, then can my covenant be broken with my servant David. What does the Lord say? He says, it is as sure, it is as certain as my covenant with the day and night, and that sun is going to rise every single morning. all what is now coming, what is that morning following, that morning that is that morning that is following the night. Always, that is the Lord's covenant with day and night. And now what does the Lord say? So certain was that child to be born in this world. So certain as the sun is certain to rise every morning. That is the coming of the sun. How about the coming, the going forth of that Spirit of the Lord, congregation, in the application in the life of the people, the revelation of that blessed Son of God? How certain is it? How certain is it? His going forth that is prepared as the morning. And as certainly as the Lord has opened that people's eyes to behold their wretchedness, and as certainly as the Lord has opened that people's eyes to behold their misery and to behold the darkness, so certain as the morning follows the night is the Lord going to come to give that people light. His going forth is prepared as the morning. Oh, it is fixed. Then there is a fixed moment for the rising of the sun. So there is a fixed moment for the coming of that Son of God. After Malachi, 400 years, no prophet. We read it. We see not our signs. There is no prophet, neither is there any that knoweth how long. That day could not be hastened. It could not be hastened by one day, neither could it be hindered. Neither could it be hindered by one day. Mary, oh, for her it was so inconvenient, because she was far from her own home. She was in Bethlehem, a congregation. That child had to be born. The world was ripe, and that remnant, oh, that little remnant that was waiting, long waiting, and the bowels of the greater Joseph, oh, they were yearning upon that remnant. And so it is. As it was with his coming in this world, so it is with the going forth of his Spirit in the revelation, in the application. So it is also with the breaking through in the life of that people. It cannot be hastened, no, not by one moment, but congregation, neither can this be delayed. Oh, if that child is going to be given, oh, then children, they cannot stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children when it is well. No, oh, soon there is going to be a rejoicing that that man-child is born, because his going forth that is prepared as the morning. Oh, there are some, they sleep in the night. They sleep in the night. Do we also sleep in the night? There are also some who cannot sleep in the night, and for whom the night is a burden, and for whom the darkness in their life that is a burden. And then they are looking for something. They are waiting for something. What are they waiting for? They are waiting for morning. They are looking for morning. And they are expecting morning. They are expecting morning. Oh, though that people would not dare to even say what that expectation is. And yet there is something. Yet there is something. Simeon, waiting for the consolation of Israel. David, yea, my soul waiteth for the Lord. More than they that watch for the morning. Yea, I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Oh, his goings forth, they are prepared as the morning. And those that wait for morning, they're waiting for what, children? They're waiting for light. For light. What a beautiful mark of the coming of that blessed child. Then that dark sky over those fields of Bethlehem that was lit up. Oh, then there was not a place that was dark anymore in rejoicing over the work of God. And now, what does Christ say? He says, I am the light of the world. And that people, when they are waiting for morning, oh, they are waiting for light. And light, congregation, is what that people receive when he is born. When he is born, and that Spirit of the Lord, when he is sent forth, his goings forth, they are prepared as the morning. And then there is light. Then they see how it is possible that I can be forgiven. How it is possible that I can be reconciled. How it is possible that I can receive peace between God and my soul. Oh, it is revealed. Grace, 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 they are crying unto it. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And the morning. Oh, when is it coming? We may know that the darkest part of the night that is just preceding the morning. Was it not so? Was it not so in the goings forth of the sun? When was the darkest time? Well, there was a time that David sat on the throne and his children sat on the throne, his descendants. And then the people, they were expecting that the Messiah, he would sit on the throne. And it all came to what? It all came to nothing. And then the Romans were sitting on the throne. Oh, the darkest part of the night that was immediately before the rising of the sun. Oh, how is it now in the going forth of the blessed Spirit of God, in the revelation, in the birth, in the heart of the blessed Son of God. Oh, how often must that people not say, it is so dark that it seems so much more dark today than it ever was before. Yea, my soul doth melt in me when I bring to memory how of yore I did assemble with thy people in thy temple. Oh, no, that is not a strange way. That is written in the Word of God. That is the prophecy of Hosea. He says, his goings forth, they are prepared as the morning. And congregation, therefore, we say a blessed encouragement. A blessed encouragement to this waiting remnant in a dark time concerning promised light. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. Oh, is that not his word? After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Is that not the Lord's time? And then what shall be the experience? All that his goings forth, they are prepared as the morning. But congregation, who is now to blame? Who is now to blame if he never comes? Who is now to blame? If he never goes forth unto us, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. O the Lord, make us all together truly Advent's people. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we cannot give it unto ourselves, but our responsibility that is so great. We perish because of our own fault, but we are saved only because of thee. Therefore we beseech it of thee. That we may experience all together thy goings forth to be as the morning. Bring us safely to our places. Bless thy word and give us desire and the ability to be together here again in this afternoon hour under the reading service. Bless it also. Help him that will go before us. Give us ears to hear and hearts to understand. For Jesus' sake, amen. 389, 1, 3, and 4. Lord, hear me in distress. Regard my suppliant cry, and in thy faithfulness and righteousness reply. And what follows, 1, 3, and 4 of 389.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give in thee peace. Amen. Blessing.